daily bit. I have lots of jobs. I'm a spacewalker. I fly the Canadian robotic arm, and I also do maintenance tasks and fix things on the station. Over. Harry Joe, I sleep in a room about the size of a telephone booth or about the size of the inside of a refrigerator. And I sleep in a sleeping bag, and I float straight up and down. Over. I've been in space about 123 days, and I have till the 1st of November to go. Over. Well, Susanna, I can see all the way to the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia, but it's really hard to see all the way to the Arctic Canada. But I have seen the Northern Lights from space, and they're beautiful. Over. Rita, the most unusual event I've seen, I think, was the moon coming over the Earth when I was outside on my first spacewalk. It was absolutely spectacular. Over. William, when you're in the sunshine, it gets up to 400 degrees Fahrenheit or 200 degrees Celsius, and minus 400 or minus 200 when the sun goes behind the Earth. Over. Lisa, you know, Mars is a ways away, and it would take us over 9 months to get there, so I don't really necessarily want to travel to Mars. And I don't think we'll see any extraterrestrials there, although there might be some very small life forms. Over. Yes, I've used the Canadian arm a whole bunch, and it's a pretty slick operation. I really like to fly it, and we've done some great things with that arm from Canada. Over. Well, it takes a lot. It takes that big orange tank on the shuttle full of fuel, and it's like a dream. Fuel, and it's so exhausting. Well, Matthew, I like to play the piano, teach myself how to play the guitar, and then I do emails on the phone. Over. Well, Daniela, that kind of depends. The first thing I do is I wake up inside my little phone booth that we talked about, and then I go outside in the laboratory and I look out the window to see if the sun is up and so if I can see a special part of the Earth, so it's different every day. Over. You betcha, there's a toilet, and we use it just like you do on Earth, except we need a little vacuum cleaner to suck the stuff away. Over. Well, what we do, Debbie, is we take a towel and we squirt it full of water, and then we use it like a washcloth and give ourselves a sponge bath. And you can actually keep yourself pretty clean that way. And we can wash our hair, brush our teeth, just like on Earth. Over. Well, Miriam, I got up. My parents woke me up when I was 8 years old to watch the Apollo 8 astronauts go around the moon, and I was hooked and wanted to be a part of NASA and become an astronaut. Over. We don't avoid all of them. There are some very small ones that we don't know where they are, and sometimes they can hit us by accident. If they're big enough, about the size of a baseball, our folks on the ground track them, and they tell us when we can change our orbit to avoid them. Over. We have a space station because we need to do some science that can help us to benefit folks on Earth. And we also need to figure out as a world to work internationally and to not have wars and to not fight each other. And I think the space station is a great way to do that as we figure out how to work together as countries and do things as a world and not just as individuals. Over. Well, Christina, right now we have three people on board, two Russians and an American, and in about 2 days we're going to have a guy from Malaysia, another Russian and another American, and then in about 2 weeks after that, we're going to have some other folks, and we'll have Europeans up here, one guy from Italy, we'll have some people from France and from Germany, just from everywhere, over, and Canada. No, we only see the same side of the moon that you see, because the moon rotates at just the right speed such that we always see the same side, whether we're in space or whether we're on the ground. If we flew around the back side of it with another spaceship, then we would see the back. Over. Well, Janice, once you launch, it takes about 2 days to reach the space station and dock with it, and we travel 17,500 miles an hour, or we cover 5 miles every single second, and we orbit the Earth once every 90 minutes. Over. I'm still working on it. I haven't had enough free time to do it, but I've made a little headway. Over. Well, the space station suit's a little stronger, but it's not quite as cute. And I only got second place when I was a kid. My mom thinks I should have won first prize. Over. I copy at 73, and we just set a record for the number of contacts with schools and students on Expedition 15, so congratulations, and NA1SS is clear. 73, thanks.